This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in. And Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player open to left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monin for 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I am Brian Billing, filling in here for game number 5 of Fort Loramie's MLK Classic today, joined again by Chuck McBee. For game number 5, it is the Fort Loramie Redskins taking on Miami Valley Christian Academy, the Lions. A good matchup, and a matchup in which Fort Loramie is looking to keep or build some momentum after knocking off Bakken's 39-30 on Friday in a Shelby County Athletic League match that was at the Fieldhouse in Bakken's. Chuck, I know you've covered Fort Loramie a couple of times this year. They've been looking to build here in the second year of Mitch Westerheide's tenure, and that was a huge win for them on Friday. Just being able to knock off a team that was second place in the league going into that matchup.
Absolutely. I mean, Bakken's was one game behind Rushi. They played Rushi tied through three quarters at Rushi. It was early in the season, but then got blown out in the fourth quarter. But for Loramie to be able to give them their second leg loss at Bakken's, yeah, that was impressive.
And Miami Valley Christian Academy coming into this game with a 9-1 record. The Lions have done very well the last couple of years. They had their best postseason run in school history last year, made it to a district finals. They have 3 of 5 starters back, including 2 leading scorers from last season's team in Gavin French and Casey Heap. They are in the Miami Valley Conference, and on Friday they defeated Seven Hills 70-41. Seven Hills was the only school that had beaten MVCA this season. Seven Hills won a season opener 59-47 back on December the 3rd. So quite the turnaround for the Lions to beat them 70-41 on Friday. Looking at the personnel here real quick as we are rapidly approaching tip-off time for this game. Again, the fifth game of the day. We mentioned French and Heap. French is averaging 20 points this season for MVCA, shooting 42% from three-point range, 47% overall from the field, and averaging 5 rebounds per game. Heap, a junior, has started all 3 seasons. He's been on the team. He's averaging 16 points per game, shooting 50% on the floor this year. Fort Loramie has 8 lettermen back, 4 starters from last year's team, and is building upon that year. Max Maurer was an honorable mention, all SCAL selection last year. He's having a good senior season for the Redskins this year, averaging just shy of 10 points per game and averaging a little over 4 rebounds and a little under 3 assists per game. DJ Barhorst averaging 7 points, 2.3 rebounds, and 1 steal per game this year for Fort Loramie. And Fort Loramie, after Friday's victory, 6-9 coming into today's game. And I know, besides those 2 leading scores for Fort Loramie, Chuck, they've had some contributions from different guys each game. What have you noticed from them as far as who's stepped up when you've seen them?
Well, you need Maurer to have a game today, but they need help. They need Burning to score for them a little bit. The last game I saw, Spencer Knopf had a nice defensive and rebounding game for Loramie. So they're just going to have to. They know if they can keep this game in the 30s, they got a shot at winning it. And that's what they're shooting for.
And that was the big key for them on Friday against Bakken's. Again, they kept that low scoring and were able to win that one 39-30. And that was your look here in our pregame segment sponsored by Francis Schulze in Rushi, which offers the winning combination of style, durability, and timeless appeal using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Francis Schulze in Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors, available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Starting lineups have been introduced, and we are about ready to get underway here between Fort Laramie and Miami Valley Christian Academy. In bonus coverage here today on scoresbroadcast.com of this Fort Laramie MLK Classic, and what a crowd it was for Fort Laramie and Tri-Village, huh, Chuck? This place was packed.
It was packed, both sides.
MVCA wins the tip-off and goes to work. And again, they're having JV matchups here today, too, so that really adds to the crowd. Those are all going on in the junior high gymnasium, which is back a little off of the varsity gymnasium. There is a shot inside by French off the front of the rim. No good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound, and the Redskins go to work. Taking it down the court is Eli Heitkamp, a 6-foot sophomore guard. Redskins work it around. Now with it is Barhorst. He pulls up for a three from the left wing and knocks it down. Nothing but net. Besides Heitkamp and Barhorst, Max Maurer starting today, Landon Dries and Carter Gasson. MBCA goes back to work. Here's a three from the left wing by French. It's off the rim. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Lions basketball. 6:57 left in the first quarter. That three has got Fort Laramie ahead early. There is a turnover. Fort Laramie comes away with it down in the mid-post. Redskins get it across half court. With it is Heitkamp. He goes over to Gasson at the top of the key. They're looking. There's a fumbled handoff. It's recovered by Colin Gearding for MVCA. He drives down, is unable to get the layup. And there is Maurer with the rebound. And we have a whistle. Looks like that's going to be a foul against Jude Rosen of MVCA. And Maurer will throw it in from directly across the court from where we're at. Again, today here we are directly behind the scores table at Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie, which is indeed the home team here in their tournament, is going from right to left in the first half. MVCA in all black going from left to right. Redskins working it around. In the left corner is Heitkamp. He drives inside, pulls up for a shot, no good. There's the rebound by Elijah Kelly for Miami Valley Christian. And the Lions get it back down. There is a three from the left wing by Casey Heap. Nothing but net. You can tell he has a shot just based on that one, Chuck.
Yeah, he pulled up from about 22 feet and just a little jump shot. Looked a nice form.
Maurer gets it across half court. Coming over and taking a handoff is Heitkamp. After a couple more passes, Heitkamp has it again. Left corner, he drives inside along the baseline, pulls up for a shot. It's no good. Spencer Knopf gets the rebound, throws it back out. There is a jumper by Barhorst. No good. MVCA comes away with the rebound. Heap gets it across half court, and he throws it to Victoria Mesher.
She was open.
Yes, she was. There was nobody there, and it goes to a standout Fort Laramie girls basketball player in the front row of Fort Laramie student section. Looks like that's about the whole team there, the whole girls team in the front row.
There's a few of them, isn't there?
Fort Laramie going to work now on its end. Maurer has it right corner. He drives inside, pulls up for a jumper off the glass and good. That was a beautiful looking take.
It was. And the girls had a nice win yesterday at Lima Bath.
Yes,
they stopped the two-game losing streak.
Yes, they did. That basket puts Fort Laramie ahead 5-3. We will have the girls covered here tomorrow. We'll be taking on Bellbrook in Versailles Lady Tiger Classic. Another deep three. That's by Colin Gearding from the left corner. He looked like he was barely in bounds on that one.
That was deep.
That puts MVCA up 6-5, 4:32 and counting left in the first quarter. There is a pass intercepted by Jude Rosen of Miami Valley Christian Academy. He drives down, was looking to pass to Colin Gearding, who was trailing him. And we have a foul called, as in between the two of them was Eli Heitkamp, and he commits a foul there. That's just Fort Laramie's first. Heitkamp coming out after that, and coming in is A.J. Siegel, a senior for Fort Laramie. One of eight on the team this year. Ball knocked out of bounds, and that will be Fort Laramie basketball. So the Redskins get it, 4:17 and counting left in the first quarter. Walking it down here. Walking it down is Barhorst. He gets it across half court, throws it over to Knopf. There's a short pass to A.J. Siegel. Siegel with it again. Right wing, he drives inside, throws over in the left corner to Barhorst. Barhorst takes a few dribbles up along the baseline, pulls up for a jumper, no good. There's Casey Heap with the rebound. He gets it across half court, throws it over to Gearding. Gearding then drives inside and gets a shot to fall off the glass. That gives Miami Valley Christian Academy an 8-5 lead with 3:45 left in the first quarter. Fort Laramie coach Miss Westerheide calls a timeout. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Miami Valley Christian Academy leads Fort Laramie 8-5 coming out of a Fort Laramie timeout. 3:45 left in the first quarter. We are here in the Fort Laramie MLK Classic, game number 5 here, the second to last game today. Anna will face Tiffin Calvert in the final game of the evening here in Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie trying to get something going there after that timeout, but A.J. Siegel is unable to come up with a pass on the right wing. It goes out of bounds, and Miami Valley Christian going to work on its end now. Gearding gets it across half court. After a couple of passes, Rosen then throws a pass over to French. French goes over in the right corner and finds Heap, who knocks down a three. That's the third three already for Miami Valley Christian, which has an 11-5 lead. MVCA in a full court press here. Fort Laramie able to get it. Maurer with it. He gets across half court. He's double teamed. Is able to throw it to the top of the key to Carter Gasson, who drives inside, pulls up, and gets a shot to Fawn. Nice take there on that full court press by Gasson, Chuck. That was something that Fort Laramie needed.
It was a take, and I tell you what, Knopf was open, but he couldn't get him the ball, so he just took it in and shot the ball for the layup.
One miss, but MVCA gets the rebound. There is a three by Heap. This time, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Fort Laramie ball. A couple of substitutions here for Fort Laramie. Among them, Landon Dries coming back in. Maurer has been on the court all game for Fort Laramie. Eli Heitkamp is still in. A.J. Siegel is in as well. Getting it across half court here is Heitkamp. He goes over to Maurer on the right wing. And we have a whistle as he started to dribble inside. That foul goes against Jude Rosen. Fort Laramie will take it in from under its own basket. Clock is stopped with 2:20 left in the first quarter. Redskins trail 11-7.
Tell you what, Maxwell Maurer has got to be in great shape because he's not going to come out much.
He's been very impressive. I saw him just once last year, and he really reminds me of his older brother, Caleb, watching him this year.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a compliment.
Absolutely. Well, Caleb, great player for the Redskins. Maurer with it, throws it inside. They're going up, missing his first shot, but getting his second and getting a foul in the process is A.J. Siegel. That cuts the gap down to two, pending the free throw. That foul was committed by Garrett French, a freshman for Miami Valley Christian Academy. Free throw off the rim and no good, but still Fort Laramie has cut the gap down to 11-9, just under two to play here in this first quarter. Yearding with it, he throws it over to Heap. Heap at the free throw line, looking for someone to pass to. He gets it back out to Yearding, then a pass over on the left corner to Garrett French. It's off the rim, no good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound, goes quickly back down to its end. At the top of the key with it is Dries. Dries goes over to Maurer on the left wing. There's a pass to Heitkamp. Heitkamp pulls up for a long jumper from the right side. It's off the rim, no good. MBCA goes down to its end. With it is Yearding. He's back out on the left side, dribbles around a little bit to the top of the key, then throws a pass inside looking for Kelly. It's knocked loose, out of bounds off Fort Laramie, and the Lions will take it in. Inbounds pass out on the left side to Heap. Heap goes over to Yearding. Yearding with it left side goes over to Heap, who gets a nice jumper to fall just to the right of the free throw line.
He's only a junior. That kid's is a heck of a ball player.
And that basket puts Miami Valley Christian Academy ahead 13-9, 42 seconds of counting now left in the first quarter. Heitkamp had it. He has it taken away after struggling with a dribble. Now with it, right wing is Yearding. He pulls up for a three, and it's good. Hit on the left side of the rim and fell in. That pushes MVCA's lead to 16-9, 24 seconds and counting. Maurer nearly lost a pass back out near half court, but he recovers, and he has it again after passing. 15 seconds left. Maurer dribbles up right side, goes inside, dribbles around the right baseline, and gets a shot to fall from right in front of the basket. That cuts the gap to five. MBCA's got time, though. 3 seconds left. There's a three from the left wing. It's good. Gavin French. And that three pushes the Lions' lead to 19-11. Here at the end of the first quarter, this is scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. Their many planning services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. And a turnover there by Fort Laramie to start. Chuck, did they send that a pass out of bounds there, or did he get knocked loose?
They tried to go back door, and he just kind of threw it a little too far ahead of him.
So MBCA gets it again after making that nice three. What a three that was by French there to end the second quarter. He pulls up for one there. Oh, excuse me, that was Garrett French, his younger brother, who shot that one. That one rims out. They both have similar hairstyles. Key difference is Gavin French is a little taller. And I am underestimating that. Well, he's a good bit tall.
And obviously in baby name book, they only have it paged with the G in it.
Yes. Missed shot by Fort Laramie. MVCA gets the rebound. And here is Gavin French way outside from the top of the key. It's good. Nothing but net. Miami Valley Christian has doubled up Fort Laramie now, 22-11, 6:49 and counting left in this second quarter.
Six made threes here now for Miami Valley.
Heitkamp with it, left wing. He dribbles inside, goes up, shot off the glass, no good. Hits off the front of the rim, but he was fouled as he shot. And that goes against... I completely missed who that was. That was Garrett French, okay, who picked that one up. And that is his second. That's just the first for either team here in this second quarter. First free throw attempt by Heitkamp is off the front of the rim. Multiple substitutions coming here in for both teams. Fort Laramie has been substituting here pretty regularly so far today. Looks like eight guys have gotten into the game, judging by three on the bench right now with their warm-ups off. That free throw by Heitkamp, nothing but net. That cuts the gap to 10, 22-12. MVCA gets it down the court quickly. With it is Heap on the right corner. He pulls up for a three off the rim. No good. Rebound. Knopf has that one all to himself. He throws it up court, and Fort Laramie going to work now. Maurer with it, way back on the right side. He goes over to left side to Gaston, and he pulls up and hits a jumper. 22-14.
He almost fell down.
Yes. Driving inside, pulling up for a shot there was Gearding. No good, but MVCA gets the rebound. That was an awkward shot. He's back out on the right corner now, has a three rim out. Does Gearding? There's Rosen inside. He draws a foul while going up for a shot that was no good. And that goes against Gaston. And Rosen goes to the free throw line. Clock has stopped with 5:51 left in the second quarter. Lead stands at 8 pending these two free throws. The first one by Rosen is nothing but net. Second one is coming up. Rosen's second one is also through, nothing but net. He's shooting 67% from the year from the free throw line with those two. Looked great, and that has increased the lead to 10. Foul committed down by MVCA back on Fort Laramie's end, and that goes against Gavin French.
It's nice to see that the frosted tips are
yes,
in vogue down at Miami Valley,
which both the Frenches have. Gavin leading the squad this year with an average of 19 points per game. He's also averaging 4.5 rebounds. Offensive foul there by Fort Laramie. Chuck, I missed that.
Called a palming, discontinued dribble.
And with that, MVCA will look to add to its lead. The Lions have won 9 straight games entering this one. You can tell why. There is a steal by Heitkamp. He races down, can't get the layup to finish. There's a fight for the rebound. Finally coming up from behind and getting it is Barhorst, and he's able to go up with it and get a shot to fall. That cuts the gap to 8. We have a whistle there. Couldn't hear what the official said.
They called a delay warning on Heitkamp because he knocked the ball away when it went through the basket.
24-16, 5:05 and counting left in the second quarter. MVCA has led the whole way here. Looking to add the lead here. There's a pull-up jumper from the free throw line by Heap. It bounces around, hits off the rim, no good. Fort Laramie gets the rebound, races back down. It's in. There's a shot inside that rims out by Knopf. He goes back up for a putback attempt. It is blocked from behind by Gavin French. Blocked out of bounds, though. So Fort Laramie still has an opportunity to cut into what is an 8-point gap. Clock has stopped with 4:44 left. Long inbounds pass goes to Nauf. He throws it over to Maurer, who pulls up for a three and gets it from the right wing. Nothing but net. Beautiful shot by Max Maurer. That cuts the gap to 5, 24-19. The Lions go back. There is a short drive inside, short shot. It's by Heap. No good. Fort Laramie gets the rebound. The Redskins here with a chance to add to a run. Maurer with it. He goes over on the right wing to Barhorst. Barhorst being guarded by Heap. He passes it off, and after several passes, now with it on the left wing is Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes to Nauf. He throws it down inside. Ball's knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. And that will be Fort Laramie ball. New player coming in for the first time for Fort Laramie. That is Ian Grillo coming in. He is a 6'1" sophomore. One of three underclassmen on the roster for Fort Laramie. There's a three off the back of the rim by Gasson. No good. Miami Valley Christian grabs the rebound, races back down to its end. There is a three from the left corner by Gavin French. No good. And Fort Laramie grabs the rebound. Racing across half court is Heitkamp. Heitkamp throws a pass over to Grillo. It's blocked, though, by MVCA, his shot attempt. And the Lions race back down to their end, and we have an offensive foul. Driving inside was Gearding. He threw a pass to Gavin French, and as he was jumping up and turned to throw that pass, he plowed a Fort Laramie player.
Yeah, Grillo did a nice job of standing there and taking the foul.
.332 left in the second quarter. Fort Laramie has cut the gap to 5 points with an opportunity here to cut in further. Maurer gets it across half court. He's being guarded by Gavin French. Now with it for the Redskins is Gaston, and we have a foul. Not a shooting foul. It will be the fourth, though, for MVCA here in this quarter, and that goes against Elijah Kelly.
He will be shooting because he was on the shot.
Okay. I missed that he was shooting there on that, and his first free throw attempt is up and through, nothing but net. That has cut the gap to 4. MVCA was ahead 22-11. Right now, that makes it a 9-2 run by Fort Laramie pending this free throw, which is good as well. Gaston gets both to fall, and Fort Laramie within 3, 3-12 and counting. Lions have struggled to hit their shots recently. They're passing it around on their end. With it now is French on the left wing. You notice any defensive changes here by Fort Laramie, Chuck?
No, they're still playing man-to-man.
There's a three from the right corner. That one falls by Casey Heap. And Miami Valley Christian Academy coach Ryan Wagner calls a timeout with the Lions leading by 6. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. Game number 5 of the MLK Classic here on this Sunday. A chilly one. MVCA leads Fort Laramie 27-21. 2:47 left in the second quarter. It's the third game we've had here today on Scores Broadcast. Rushi just beat Tri-Village in a very dominating performance. And Marion Local, I understand, Chuck, in Game 1 had a similar dominating performance against Maumee Valley Country Day.
Yeah, they played well.
This one, a close one, after Fort Loramie was able to battle back. The Lions again led by 11 early in this quarter. Fort Loramie had just pulled within three before that last three by MBCA. And there is a nice drive and basket by Ian Grillo there to cut the gap to 27-23. There is a three off the rim by Heap. Fort Loramie grabs the rebound and gets it down to its end. 2:13 and counting left in the second. Grillo with it. He dribbles around the arc. Then there's a pass back to Barhorst on the left wing. He knocks it down. Nothing but net. 1-point game. Fort Loramie within 27-26 of Miami Valley Christian Academy. Heap, top of the key, goes to French. French has a three, rim out with 1:46 and counting left. Maurer races down past half court, dribbles back out, throws it over to Grillo on the right wing. Grillo dribbling with it, backs out near half court, dribbles up, pulls inside, goes up for a jumper just a little ahead of the free throw line. It's no good. MVCA grabs the rebound. Heap gets it down. He's in front of Fort Loramie's bench, throws a pass down in the mid post, and there's a foul called. That goes against Ian Grillo. That is just the second of the quarter for Fort Loramie. The Lions looking to take it in from under their basket. There's the inbounds pass knock loose. Coming back up with it, though, is Kelly for MVCA. After a couple passes, Heap has it on the left wing. 1:15 and counting. Heap dribbles up now, and we have another foul. That one goes against Gasson for Fort Loramie. Clock has stopped with 1:13 left. Chuck, I don't know about you, but I've thought about this a couple of times this year. I have really enjoyed the change to fouls by quarters as opposed to fouls by half and the one-on-ones. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I agree with that. I miss drawing the little circle in the line underneath if it's one-on-one. But other than that, I think it was a good rule change.
It really has helped keep the games flowing. MBCA at four fouls. That was Fort Loramie's third. We'd be shooting, I think, at this point if it was still the old way. So really have enjoyed that the last couple of years. Long inbounds pass, nearly stolen. They're racing and tipping it. Was gassed, and he can't quite come up with it, and it goes out of bounds at the scores table. Back near MBCA's bench. So with 1:12 left, the Lions take it in. Getting it across half court is Gearding. He is a little to the left, then throws it over on the left wing to Rosen. After a couple of passes, now with it is Heap. Heap on the right wing, backs out near half court, 54 seconds and counting. Heap on the right wing, dribbles around the arc, and then goes back right side, throws it over in the corner to Kelly. Kelly dribbles around and then goes down the lane and gets a shot to fall to push the lead to 29-26. 34 seconds and counting now. Fort Loramie with it. On the right wing is Barhorst. He goes over to Drees. They pass again, so now with it is Barhorst back out, far on the right side. Tipped, nearly stolen, but there is a foul. That goes against Kelly, who was trying to steal it there. And that is the fifth foul for the Lions here in this quarter. Gasson at the free throw line. His first attempt is up. It's through, nothing but net. Gap cut to two, pending this second free throw. Coming in for Fort Loramie is A.J. Siegel. Going out is Drees. Gasson dribbling at the line. His second attempt is up off the back of the rim. No good. There is Rosen with the rebound. The Lions have a 2-point lead, 15 seconds and counting left in this second quarter. Gearding with it. dribbling right side. Goes around to the top of the key, then drives inside. Throws a pass back out to Heap on the right wing. Ball knocked loose with 3 seconds left. Coming up with it is Siegel. He passes it off, and there's a heave at the buzzer. That is no good. But Fort Loramie was able to cut what was an 11-point deficit down to 2 here at halftime. The Redskins trail 29-27. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village School Expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
A strong finish to the second quarter by Fort Loramie, which is pulled within 29-27 of Miami Valley Christian Academy here at halftime. This is game number 5 here today on Scores Broadcast. Excuse me, this is game number 5 of the Fort Loramie MLK Classic, the third game we broadcast here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. Halftime on Scores brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Here with the first half scoring recap is Chuck McBee.
Well, Loramie has a 15-12 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. Redskins have turned it 6 times. Miami Valley Christian Academy turned it 5. 2-for-2 from the free throw line for Miami Valley. For Fort Loramie, they were 4-of-7. Individual scoring, Miami Valley 11 for Casey Heap. He's a heck of a ball player. 8 for Gearding. Is that correct, Gearding?
Yes.
And then 6 for Gavin French. 2 for Elijah Kelly. And 2 for Jude Rosen on free throws. Scored 19 and 10. 29 for the first half. Loramie led in scoring by DJ Barhorse with 8. We got 7 from Max Maurer, 7 from Carter Gasson, 2 each from Grillo and Siegel. A free throw by Heitkamp. They scored 11 and 16 and trail it 27-29 at the half.
Chuck, Fort Loramie lost last week 55-22 to Minster, and they've had some other lopsided losses this year, including to Jackson Center and Rushi. When you're down 11 early in the second quarter, a game can go sideways in a hurry. Really strong finish for them there. What'd you see from them to finish that second quarter and get back in this?
Well, they have a really intense head basketball coach who is great with the kid. You can just watch it. Those kids love him. And they adjusted a little bit offensively. Miami Valley missed a couple of shots, and that was the difference of them getting back within 2 at the half.
And you talk about Mitch Westerheide. We will thank him for running this Fort Loramie MLK Classic. He, of course, is also the AD here at Fort Loramie. Talk about wearing 2 hats today. He is a busy man, but this is a great event, and have loved to cover this here the last 4 years. And the Redskins trying to get a win in their MLK Classic, trailing Miami Valley Christian by 2 here at halftime, which is brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2222.
2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Miami Valley Christian Academy leads Fort Loramie 29-27 as we get the third quarter underway. And it's a tie game just like that as we come back on the air. Carter Gasson gets a shot to fall off the glass down inside. And Fort Loramie trailed by 11 early in the second quarter. There's a three by Heat from the right wing. And just like that, Miami Valley Christian Academy on top again at 32-29. Chuck, they had fallen, they'd started not hitting shots there in the last half of that second quarter, but they hit a lot of threes in the first 12 minutes. Yeah, but what's their running total right now on threes?
Six. That was their eighth.
Eighth already. With it is Maurer for Fort Loramie. 6:42 and counting left in the third quarter as Fort Loramie looks for response. There's a drive along the baseline. No good, but there for the putback is Spencer Knopf. Down inside, able to come up, grab that rebound, and stick it right back up. Fort Loramie within one at 32-31. Missed shot by Heap, a jumper. Racing back down as Maurer goes up with it. No good, but he was fouled as he shot. That foul goes against Heap. And Maurer getting ready at the free throw line. He dribbles at the line. First attempt is up and through to tie it 32-32. And Fort Loramie with the opportunity to take a lead here on the second attempt. Second shot is up off the front of the rim. No good. There's Heap for the rebound. And MVCA gets back down to its end in a hurry. With it is Gearding. He's back out on the right end. Throws to French. Gavin French with it. Dribbling. Pulls up for a three. Off the front of the rim. Bounces around. No good. There's DJ Barhorse coming up with the rebound inside for Fort Loramie. Maurer races down past half court. Looking to pass. Throws a bounce pass. There with it is Gasson. After a couple more passes, Maurer has it again on the right wing. He starts dribbling, dribbles around the right side of the arc, pulls up for a shot, no good. There's Rosen inside for the rebound for Miami Valley Christian. The Lions race down with it inside as Rosen. He kicks it back out on the right wing to Heap. Heap nearly loses it, regains his dribble, pulls up for a jumper, and knocks it down. That puts the Lions ahead 34-32, 5:15 and counting left in the third quarter. Back and forth to start things off here in this second half. Maurer dribbles inside, falls down, loses control of it. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Miami Valley Christian ball. Getting an inbounds pass and racing down is Gearding. He dribbles inside and throws it back out in the left corner to Kelly. Kelly with it, dribbles in and goes up for a shot. That gives the Lions a 36-32 lead. Nice shot off the glass by Gearding after dribbling in along the left baseline. Fort Laramie looking for a response, now down four. Redskins get it down inside to Gasson. Shot falls, I believe they say the foul is before the shot. Two officials are coming over to talk right now. Clock has stopped with 4:38 left.
No way.
They call a travel on him before the shot. Unfortunate turn there by Fort Laramie.
I haven't said a negative thing about officiating in all four games, but that was an incorrect call. He traveled because he got hammered.
It looked like that to me as well, yes. Long three here. No good. It was to the left side. Pulling up with it after dribbling with it for a while was Gearding. So Fort Laramie, after having the basket wiped out and a potential three-point play wiped out, able to get the ball back after a way-off three by the Lions. And Maurer walking it across half court. Fort Laramie looking to cut this four-point gap down. Maurer with it back out near half court. He dribbles up on the right wing. Throws a pass over to Gasson. Gasson goes back to Maurer, who pulls up for a three. Off the rim, no good. There's a fight for the rebound. Knopf comes up with it. Pass back outside to Maurer. Another long three from top of the key. No good. Rebound inside. Put back attempt. No good by Gasson, but he was fouled as he shot and will go to the free throw line. Clock has stopped with 3:54 left in the third quarter. Pending these free throws here, the Lions have a four-point lead at 36-32. Gasson's first free throw attempt is up, through, nothing but net. Second one coming up. Crowd did clear out some here for this fifth game, but it was near capacity at the start of that Rushi and Tri-Village game.
There was no seats on the opposite side. I couldn't see behind me, but it sure looked full.
Second free throw up and through, nothing but net. That cuts the gap down to 36-34. Great atmosphere. I know everyone was looking forward to that matchup, and Rushi, again, impressed in that one. There is a foul back down on the Lions' end, committed by Spencer Knopf. He is going to come out now, and coming in is A.J. Siegel. MVCA in all black here in the second half. They're going from right to left on your computer or smartphone. Fort Laramie in all white, going from left to right. Getting the inbounds pass, dribbling with it here is Heap. He pulls up for a jumper just from inside the SCAL logo down in the high post and knocks it down. Good-looking shot, and the Lions have a four-point lead again. Fort Laramie with it. There's a three from the right wing by Barhorst. No good. French with the rebound. He throws it up near half court. Nearly stolen away, but going out of bounds with it is Gasson. He was right there with Heap. And Heap will take it out from right in front of the scores table. We are right behind the scores table in the second row of the bleachers here at Fort Laramie. Heap with it at the top of the key now. He throws a pass over. There's a whistle and a foul that goes against Eli Heitkamp. That's his second. That's the second for Fort Laramie here in this quarter. French with it on the left wing. He throws a pass over to Heap. Heap, long three, right wing, no good. There, coming away with the rebound is Heitkamp. Heitkamp throws a pass over to Siegel. MVCA in a full court press. Fort Laramie struggling, but gets it across half court. Now with it on the right wing is Heitkamp. He's double teamed. Pass over to Gasson, who dribbles inside along the right baseline. Shot no good. Rebound and put back by Gasson. It took him a while to gain control of it, but he was able to. Goes up strong and cuts the gap down to 38-34. 2:25 and counting left in this third quarter.
I think it should be 36.
That's what I thought too. Was going to be my next question to you.
She struggled a little bit with the scoreboard.
Well, it's understandable when there are five games.
She didn't do the other ones.
Oh, darn it. I was trying to give her credit. Missed shot. Rebound by Fort Laramie. 2:04 left. Trailing by two. There's a shot down inside. No good. But He was fouled. That was Eli Heitkamp going up with it. The foul goes against Peyton Kelly. And Heitkamp with the chance to tie it. That last basket was finally just added. That confirms what we thought. Two-point game. Loramie with the potential to tie it here. First free throw by Heitkamp is through. He can tie it if he's able to repeat that. A couple of substitutions for Fort Loramie. Redskins have gotten a lot of players in today. Second free throw by Heitkamp is good, and we have a tie game, 38-38. Just under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter as MVCA goes to work. On the right, from the right corner, we have a three, and it's through. Nothing but net. That was Peyton Kelly, sophomore, scoring for the first time today. MVCA relying on the threes, and they've hit a lot today. Fort Loramie now down 41-38, looking to have a response. Redskins nearly lost it, but coming up with it is Aiden Burning, and Mitch Westerheide calls a timeout before he can lose it again. Fort Loramie trails by three, 1:30 left in the third. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Bonus coverage here today on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Fort Loramie and Miami Valley Christian Academy, game five of the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. M&A Muffler and Tire, one of several Fort Loramie sponsors with us all season long here on scoresbroadcast.com. Also, Fort Loramie sponsors are Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse with his superb techs, TomJerry's.com. And in Newport, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru for 60 years. Outstanding workmanship on your cars and trucks at the intersection of Routes 66 and 47. And Hyatt's Details and Rentals. There's no better car detailing service for 50 miles around. Fort Loramie dribbling with it here. Coming out of that timeout, they've killed about 30 seconds or so. Now with it over on the right wing is Maurer. He dribbles back out near half court and dribbles up. 42 seconds and counting now. He's pivoting, looking to pass, coming over and giving him some relief is Siegel. Siegel goes back to Maurer. Maurer throws a pass over to Aiden Burning, who pulls up, goes inside for a jumper, no good. Putback attempt is no good. And MVCA comes away with it with 25 seconds left. Lions ahead 41-38. Backing out near the scorer's table is Gearding with 14 seconds. He steps up, throws a pass to French on the left wing. French with it. He goes back to Gearding. Gearding, left wing, throws it across. They're getting it to the free throw line is Heap. Ball's knocked loose and goes out of bounds with 1.9 seconds left. Last off a Fort Loramie player. Lions ahead by three and taking it in here is Gearding. Gearding gets it into French. French left wing pulls up for a three off the back of the rim. No good as the buzzer sounds. This quarter ends. Miami Valley Christian Academy leads Fort Loramie 41-38. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
A proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil is also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. This is a fourth generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. The Redskins with it here to start the fourth quarter, and they've now had it for 40 seconds, dribbling around. Maurer has it right now. Back out near half court. He races inside, then throws a pass back out on the left corner to DJ Barhorst, and Barhorst knocks it down. Nothing but net to tie it up here to start the fourth, 41-41. Great shot by Barhorst, Chuck. That was a great, you could see that coming because when he raced inside, everyone on the wings were open.
Yeah, that was a good shot and a great find.
There is a foul, and that goes against Siegel. MVCA had got one shot attempt up. It was no good, and grabbed the rebound. And going to the free throw line here for the Lions is Gearding. His first free throw is up off the back of the rim. No good. Gearding is averaging 11.5 points this year, also averaging 8.5 assists per game.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes, that is. He's shooting 61% from the free throw line this year. Second free throw rolls out. He's unable to get either of those to fall. Game stays tied 41-41. 6:45 and counting. Fort Loramie grabs the rebound off the second missed free throw, and the Redskins go to work on their end. With it on the left wing is Heitkamp. Heitkamp dribbles inside, then throws to Maurer. Maurer goes and throws a pass to Gaston. Gaston, right wing, hands it off after Maurer comes to that area. Maurer with it, dribbling inside, lost his dribble, grabs the ball, though, again, is able to throw a pass back out to Heitkamp. Heitkamp, right side, dribbles in, shot bounces off the rim, no good, fight for the rebound, coming away with it is Gaston. He threw a pass over to Maurer, and Maurer drove and got it to fall. Fort Loramie ahead, 41-43. Redskins commit a quick foul back on MVCA's end. That foul goes against Heitkamp, and the Lions will take it in from in front of their own bench. Again, Fort Loramie trailed by 11 early in the second quarter and is now ahead 43-41. There's a three from the right corner by Rosen. It's no good, and Fort Loramie has it up by one, 5:49 and counting. Maurer with it. He throws a bounce pass over to Barhorst. Barhorst then goes back to Maurer. Maurer way out on the left. Dribbles inside, then throws it back out to Barhorst. Barhorst dribbles in, pulls up for a jumper from the free throw line. No good. Ball goes out of bounds after the miss. And it will be Miami Valley Christian ball. Looks like the Redskins wanted that to be theirs there.
I don't think the ball got tipped. I just think he couldn't follow through because the defense was awfully good.
Gavin French with it now, back on the Lions end. He dribbles inside, then throws a pass back outside as he's falling to Gearding. Gearding dribbles in, pulls up for a shot, off the rim, no good, fights for the rebound, it's thrown over to Heitkamp, he grabs it, and he throws it back to Maurer. Maurer then goes back to Heitkamp, who gets it across half court, And Fort Laramie coach Miss Westerheide calls a full timeout with 5:03 left, and the Redskins ahead 43-41. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
DJ Barhorse knocks down a three from the right corner as we rejoin action here. And Fort Laramie leads Miami Valley Christian 46-41, 4:40 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie has rallied in a big way in this game and is now has its largest lead at five. There is a long three by Heap. It's no good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound. Redskins doing a good job with defensive rebounding here. And the last quarter and a half to two quarters, there's a drive inside by Maurer. He's unable to get the shot to fall, but he was fouled as he shot, and he'll go to the free throw line. Picking up the foul was Elijah Kelly for Miami Valley Christian. Maurer's first free throw attempt is up and through, nothing but net. Second one coming up. Chuck, one thing you hear coaches talk a lot about is doing well on the boards, and Fort Laramie has really done that, especially when MVCA has settled for so many three-pointers.
Well, they are giving them one shot. Miami Valley only has three rebounds, offensive rebounds for the game, one here in the second half.
Maurer's second free throw is up, and it's through, nothing but net. Fort Laramie ahead 48-41, 4:18 and counting now left in this fourth quarter as Miami Valley Christian gets it across half court. French with it on the left wing. He throws it over to Heap. Heap on the left wing with it, dribbles inside, nearly loses control and goes out of bounds with it. Making a miraculous save is Rosen after it was thrown back in, but he falls down with it, and there's a travel called. Fort Laramie will get it with just over 4 minutes to play. Fort Laramie with the opportunity to cap off a huge weekend, knocking off Bodkins on Friday, and now ahead by seven over Miami Valley Christian, which entered this game on a huge winning streak. MVCA in a full court press here. Fort Laramie able to get back across half court. There's a pass down low to Siegel. He goes up for a shot. No good. Miami Valley Christian comes away with a rebound, and we have a foul called. That one goes against A.J. Siegel. That is the third foul of the quarter for Fort Laramie. The Lions take it in from under Fort Laramie's basket and get it back to their end. With it is Gearding. Gearding hands it off to Heap on the left wing. He goes up for a three. No good. They fight for the rebound. Rosen had a hand on it, but Fort Laramie able to come up with it. Maurer races across half court now. Throws it over on the left side to Siegel. Siegel with it. He throws it over to Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes back out to Maurer at the top of the key. Maurer races down inside, goes up for a shot, no good. He was fouled as he shot.
Well, I tell you what, he's just going into the trees, taking a beating, but going to the free throw line.
French, that is Gavin French, who is a senior, picks up his third foul. Brief pause here as they are cleaning up a slick spot on the court. And Maurer at the line, ready to try to add this lead. Now his first free throw attempt is up, rattles around, falls out. Maurer readying for his second try. Shot is up and it's through, nothing but net. Still a decent crowd here in this game. But man, Chuck, when the free throws have happened here in this one, this place is
gets quiet,
dead silent, yes.
I'm going to start yelling.
Maurer splits those pair. Fort Laramie ahead 49-41, 3:05 and counting left in the fourth. They're driving inside and falling down was Heap. He also brought down Siegel with him. It goes out of bounds. They say last off Fort Laramie, and the Lions take it back in. Heap with it. He throws over to Gearding. Gearding pulls up on the left wing. There's a three off the rim. No good. Foul on the rebound. That goes against Fort Laramie. That is Siegel, who picks up his third. So the Lions with an opportunity with 2:53 left to try to cut into an 8-point lead. Quick three attempt there on the inbounds by French. No good. Rebound inside by Rosen. He goes up for a shot. It's no good. But he was fouled as he shot, so he'll have the opportunity from the free throw line to try to cut into the gap. Barhorst is called for the foul for Fort Laramie. Redskins ahead, 49-41. Pending these free throws by Rosen. His first attempt is through to cut the gap down to 7. On the year, Rosen is shooting 67% from the free throw line. His second one is through. Rosen, a 6'0" junior guard for the Lions. Fort Laramie ahead 49-43. MVCA was in a full court press. Fort Laramie throws it down to Siegel. He missed his first attempt. No one was there for the rebound. He goes right back up with it and gets it to fall off the glass. MVCA races down, and then I believe they say that Heap stepped out of bounds there, Chuck, in front of the bench. That's the call. Fort Laramie gets it now ahead 51-43. That was a heck of a press breaker on that last possession by Fort Laramie.
He threw it down to Siegel, and he did his Angel Reese stocking stuffer right there. Yes. He missed the shot so he could get an offensive rebound.
Fort Laramie calls a timeout. Redskins were in trouble, but they still have it with 2:26 left, and will try to add to the lead coming out. Redskins ahead by 8. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Your new community go-to store is Schaefer Market on South Main in Fort Laramie. It is truly gone local. They found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on their shelves inside the market. So they now offer Winners Meats, Mahaffey's Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample their hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like their new selection that serves up piping hot coffee, plus they offered a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today and see all the new items, as well as your old favorites, at Schaefer's Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie is your new community go-to score. Miami Valley Christian commits a foul there. That is just its third. Fort Laramie gets it after that. and dribbling it around here to 10 and counting. There's a pass, though, intercepted by Heap. He races back down, goes inside, and gets a layup. That cuts the gap to 51-45. 2 minutes and counting left in the fourth quarter. MVCA in a full court press again. They're getting it past half court. Is Gaston. He's dribbling in front of Fort Laramie's bench, struggling, throws a pass to Maurer, and there's an over and back. Maurer had to race across the half court line to get it. And after that, the Lions with the opportunity here with 1:49 left to make it a one possession lead. Fort Laramie leads 51-45. Long inbounds pass for Miami Valley Christian to Gearding, who gets it across half court. He's at the volleyball line with 1:40 left, dribbles right side, and we have a foul. Looks like it was away from the ball. That goes against Gaston.
That's shooting foul.
And going to the line for the Lions is Rosen.
He's 4 for 4 from there.
He makes both. That would cut the gap down to 4. His first attempt rattles in. Hit off the front of the rim, then went to the back of the rim and falls in. Second attempt coming up.
Last thing you want to do is let a team score with the clock stopped. That was a silly foul.
Second attempt, no good, and there with a big rebound is Knopf. He throws it over to Heitkamp. Heitkamp gets to Maurer. Maurer gets across half court, 1:30 left, goes inside, pulls up for a shot, no good. Rebound and put back by Knopf.
Wow.
Huge put back there. Fort Laramie ahead 53-46. Heap with it, he drives inside, it's blocked, but Rosen gets the rebound and goes back up with it. His shot is no good, but he was fouled as he shot. Barhorst called with the foul there.
He had a real nice block on the first one and came close to blocking that one.
First free throw by Rosen. Nothing but net. Second one coming up. That free throw cuts the gap to 53-47. Clock is stopped with 1 minute and 14 seconds left. Second free throw rattles out. No good. Fight for the rebound, but it's bounced to Maurer. Fort Laramie has it up by 6 with 1 minute and 8 left and counting. MVC in a full court press. Fort Laramie loses it on a pass across half court. Coming up with it is Gearding. Gearding dribbles inside, throws a pass back out on the left corner. Nothing but net by Heath. It's a three-point game. Fort Laramie leads Miami Valley Christian 53-50. MVCA takes a full timeout with 54 seconds left. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
54 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie leads Miami Valley Christian Academy 53-50. Lions have done a good job cutting this gap down. Fort Laramie was ahead by 8 a moment ago. MVCA has cut it to 3. Fort Laramie gets it across half court there, and Miami Valley Christian fouls with 46 seconds left. That is the fourth foul for the Lions. Picking up that foul was Rosen, his third. And Fort Laramie will take it in front of its own bench. Maurer gets the long inbounds pass across half court, then gets it to Fort Laramie's side. With it right now and pivoting is Barhorst. And we have a timeout called by Fort Laramie coach Mitch Westerheide as Barhorst was in trouble. 39 seconds left. Fort Laramie ahead by three. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. They've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. They'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubeau. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. It's 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Their experience, your style, they will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. The Redskins ahead by three. They get it in, and Miami Valley Christian, with 38 seconds left, commits a foul. Picking up that foul was, again, Rosen, who now has four, and that is the fifth team foul. Max Maurer goes to the free throw line. His first attempt is up, nothing but net, to make it a multiple possession game at 54-50. Here comes the second, as Maurer will try to add to that. Maurer on the year averaging a little under 10 points per game, also averaging 4 rebounds and a little under 3 assists. His second attempt rattles in. Fort Laramie ahead 55-50. Gearding gets it across half court. He races down inside, goes up for an uncontested shot off the glass. It's good to make it a 3-point game again. 55-52, Fort Laramie leads the Lions here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Fort Laramie leads Miami Valley Christian 55-52, 29 seconds left as the Redskins get the ball in. Getting it is Barhorst. MVCA in a full court press here. Down to 23 seconds. Barhorst with it again. He gets it to Maurer across half court. Maurer dribbles right side, dribbles inside, goes up for a shot. No good. Mitch Westerheide with his heads on his hand there. Nearly knocked loose by Miami Valley, by Fort Laramie, but the Redskins commit a foul there. MVCA able to come up with it. So with 13 seconds left, going to the free throw line is Garrett French. That is the freshman French for the Lions. His first free throw is up. It's through, nothing but net. He is averaging a little under 4 points per game this year and is shooting 66.7% from the free throw line. His second free throw is through, nothing but net. It's a 1-point game with 13 seconds left. Fort Laramie clinging to a 55-54 lead. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Fort Laramie was ahead by 8 points earlier in this quarter. Miami Valley Christian has clawed back to within one, 55-54, 13.6 seconds left. The Redskins taking it in from underneath of MVCA's basket after those free throws by Gavin French. Fort Laramie gets it in to DJ Barhorst, and there is an immediate foul committed by Casey Heap. That is his second. And the players walk down the court. Barhorst goes to the free throw line. 12.3 seconds left. Barhorst with the opportunity to push this lead to three if they can hit both. His first free throw is up through, nothing but net. Coming in here for Fort Laramie is A.J. Siegel. He's replacing Spencer Knauf. Barhorst dribbling at the line. Free throw is up off the back of the rim. The rebound goes to Jude Rosen. 9 seconds and counting left. Gearding gets it across half court. He throws it back out to French. French throws a pass over to Heap. Heap has the ball stolen away. Going up for a shot by Max Maurer at the buzzer. The potential tying shot. Ripped away by Max Maurer. What a great defensive play there to secure the win, Chuck. And a little bit of redemption after missing the potential game sealing layup a little bit before that. Gutty performance by Fort Laramie. Redskins trail by 11 in the second quarter. They come back, take a lead as high as 8 in the fourth. The Lions battle back and pull within one. But Fort Laramie able to come up with the biggest defensive stop of the game to secure a 56-54 victory in the fifth game of the day here in the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. We're going to pause for a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have a complete recap of Fort Laramie's second straight victory. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
A&M Pallet on Rangeland Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State. including 60 less than 75 miles away. These regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support of our local schools. A&M Palette is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Palette has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message them on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Palette, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. A 56-54 victory for Fort Laramie over Miami Valley Christian Academy in the fifth game of the Fort Laramie MLK Classic today. What a performance by Fort Laramie, and what a great weekend. Again, after being dominated last weekend by Minster, Fort Laramie comes back and beats Bakken's 39-30 on Friday, and then earns a two-point victory today here in the MLK Classic. A good way to get back on the winning track. Chuck, multiple good performances by Redskins players today.
Absolutely. I'll look on the other side first. They were led by Casey Heap with 23. He's my Clancy's player of the game for Miami Valley. On the other side, Fort Laramie, they got 15 points out of Barhorst. He was terrific. 15 from Maurer, 13 from Gasson. They got 4 from Knopf off the bench. They got 4 from Siegel. I'm going to go with DJ Barhorst as my player of the game for the Redskins.
DJ Barhorst, the Clancy's player of the game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. Fort Laramie victorious 56-54 over Miami Valley Christian Academy. This was again the fifth game of the day here in the Fort Laramie MLK Classic, and the third broadcast of the day here on scoresbroadcast.com. Marion Local dominated Miami Valley Country Day in the first game, and Rushi dominated Tri-Village in the fourth game. A big performance against a Tri-Village squad, which had won, I believe, 12 in a row, if I recall right, entering this one. Any final thoughts on the day overall, Chuck?
Well, I mean, this is such a fun tournament. They bring everybody in. I like the way they have the good local teams, and then they bring in teams from around the, from the state. I like the fact that they paired up Rushi and Tri-Village.
Oh, yes.
Because I really always enjoy watching Tri-Village lose. And in the last game of the night there, with the last game we're doing, it was great to see Fort Laramie. I had heard they're playing better, hadn't seen them in a while. Got their 9-point win on Friday night at Botkins, and they proved that that was not a fluke. They have really improved.
Yes, they have. And again, they lost to Minster 55-22 back 10 days ago, and have now won two. That was on Tuesday that they lost. I think I misspoke right earlier and said that was last Saturday. That was on Tuesday, and they've now won two in a row. Great win for Mitch Westerheide and the Redskins in Fort Laramie's tournament. And again, we thank him and everyone at Fort Laramie that run this. It is fantastic, as Chuck just said. Before we get out of here, I'll remind you that here tomorrow on scoresbroadcast.com, I will have the call of two games in the Versailles Prosperity Promotions Lady Tiger Classic. First game here on Scores begins at 11:30. Our airtime will be a little before 11, and that will be Rushi taking on Waynesville, and then Fort Loramie will face Bellbrook at 5:30. That game scheduled for, and we will go on about a little over 30 minutes before the start of that one. Of course, that is a six-game event tomorrow. Rushi, the second game of the day, you can about count that one probably will be on time at 11:30. We'll see what time Fort Loramie will be on, if everything goes on schedule or not. Maybe that will be later by the time that last contest is scheduled for. Chuck, enjoyed it again today. Always fun working with you. And I'll see you again here shortly. And for Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee, I'm Brian Billing. Again, Fort Loramie victorious in the final game we're broadcasting today here in Fort Loramie. 56-54 over Miami Valley Christian.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.